started and grown several multi-million dollar businesses. His mission is to help you do the same. Welcome to the Business Growth Pod, building the future one entrepreneur at a time.
I think the vision is the most motivational form of a goal that there is. That is the part of the goal that should make you feel all warm and fuzzy and excited inside. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Alan. I'm a family man, an attorney, and an entrepreneur. Each week, we provide resources and advice to help build your business. Are you ready? Then let's go. Hey everyone, welcome to the show today. Topic that I am very passionate about and something that I've been focusing on since I was a young child, probably since I was 8 or 9. And the subject of today's episode is goals. I've been talking a lot about goals recently, and it's because in November, December-ish, I start thinking about what I want to accomplish in the next year. And at the same time, I review my longer-term goals, my 5-10-year goals, and see where I am, kind of do a little bit of a self-inventory and self-checkup and just kind of see what's going on. I want to check in and see if those are still things that I want to accomplish, if they're still in alignment with who I am and who I'm becoming. So I turn my thoughts to my goals and my vision a lot this time of year as we're about to start a new year and there's so much to cover. So I wanted to start with a quote about goals. Now there's a million cliche quotes and I love them all. Like, I'm a sucker for a good motivational quote that kind of stops me in my tracks a little bit and makes me think about what path I'm on and what I'm trying to accomplish in life. So this is a quote that I picked out that I think is especially applicable today and especially applicable to kind of where my mindset has been over the last few weeks. And the quote says, "A goal should scare you a little and excite you a lot." And Joe Vitale said that, a spiritual teacher, author, and I love that. I think a lot of times our goals fall short for a couple of reasons. One, I don't think we shoot high enough. I don't think we push ourselves to the point where our goal scares us. It's like, hey, how can I possibly accomplish that? And we'll get into that a little bit today. And then the other aspect of that is that our goals should excite us, right? I also think that there's not a lot of that in what our goals are. I feel like a lot of goals that we have, and I fall into this category also, it's kind of the tedium of our lives. And we look at our goals as being something that we have to do, have to chase versus something that we get to, something that motivates us, something that we're excited about. And so we're going to talk about a couple of things today that hopefully allow you to not only create, set, you know, think about goals that scare you and excite you a lot. So we'll also talk about how we can do certain things that make these goals that are scary and exciting, make them achievable. The first thing that I wanted to touch on was the difference between goals and a vision. And this conversation came up in a Facebook group that I'm a part of recently. And somebody asked, I think they asked a question whether your vision, I think it specifically was in terms of a company, whether your vision could be monetarily based. For example, the vision is to do $50 million in revenue in 2021, something like that. And I'm not going to tell people what their visions are and what they, you know, what they should be or whatever. But these are my thoughts. That sounds more like a goal to me. And the difference between a goal and a vision is something that is an end of itself. It's not means to an end. And I feel like money is always means to an end. no matter what your objective is with that money. You know, there's a lot of people that they don't even necessarily want to accumulate great wealth to spend it. They want to accumulate it because it makes them feel safe and secure. Well, that would be the vision, right? The vision is to get to a point where you're financially wealthy so that you have this feeling of security and safety, or you want to pass it on, you want to leave a legacy. And so, for example, a goal would be something like, hey, I want to read 45 books in 2021. The vision tied to that goal would be something like, I want to keep my mind sharp and to continue to develop mentally and to continue to produce ideas and come up with solutions to problems and to put myself in a position where I'm continually expanding my mind. That's a vision. And so as we're setting goals, think about the vision that you are trying to obtain via these goals. Goals themselves, in my opinion, are means to an end, right? I don't want to read 45 books a year just to read 45 books. It's the vision is, what does achieving that goal do for me? And I think a vision is really cool because it allows you to dream a little bit, and it allows you, I think the vision is the most motivational form of a goal that there is. That is the part of the goal that should make you feel all warm and fuzzy and excited inside, right? That's the vision is the end all be all. So make sure that you are tying a specific vision to your set of goals. And I create a vision for each major category that I'm setting goals for. And I'm going to speak about those categories in just a little bit. But the vision, I think it's the most motivational thing you can do, is picture, create this vision that you actually visualize. And I do this on a daily basis where I start thinking about for 5-10 minutes what it would feel like to achieve those goals and meet that vision. And so, you know, for 2021, I'm writing a book and I have a goal to publish a book. And so while I'm visualizing this, I can imagine myself, you know, picking the book up off of my desk, and I imagine myself seeing my name on the cover, and I can see the colors of the cover, and I can see the title there, and I can feel the imprint of my name and the title on the book, and I can imagine opening the book, and I see the, you know, the copyright and the date there, and I see the title page, and then I see, you know, the contents, and I can flip through the pages. So you want, as you're visualizing your quote unquote vision, you want that to be very crystal clear in your mind. And as you do that, it will attract that, the completion of that vision, the obtaining of that vision to you. So, okay, number two, second thing I wanted to talk about is there's so many quotes about a goal not written down, or a goal without a plan, or a goal without action, or whatever, is simply a dream or whatever. And it's true. I agree 100% with that. But that being said, allow yourself to dream a little bit. There is nothing wrong with that. I have a friend that one time he told me that one day he was setting goals, or he was making some financial plans. And what he did is he would write down what he would do with like $10, for example. If I had $10, this is what I would do. And then he would double it. If I had $20, this is what I would do. If I had $40, this is what I would do. $80. After a while, that doubling it got into the tens of millions of dollars. And what that allowed him to do was dream really big and think about what the possibilities are. And I think that is so important as you are setting goals and you are creating these long-term visions of the type of person that you want to become, to allow yourself to dream a little bit. I'm not saying leave it at that. I'm not saying come up with this huge dream and leave it at that. Absolutely not. But allow yourself to dream, because that is what creates that excitement. You know, you can see what's possible. And honestly, I think there's this aspect of human nature where we don't know what's possible. And that's one of the biggest hindrances to obtaining our goals and to shooting for the stars. Some guys don't have problems with that, right? Elon Musk, dude wants to establish a colony on Mars, right? He has already created this vision. And so he's this really big thinker. It's a skill that a lot of people have. And some people have to work on it. They really have to work on this ability to dream. It's kind of weird to think about. And there's a difference between dreaming and saying, you know, hey, I want to be invisible and, you know, I want to hang out in the White House or whatever and just listen in. There's a difference between that and a dream of, hey, I want to create this legacy that goes on for generations with my family, or I want to be a New York Times bestselling author or whatever, and creating this dream of doing something that helps you meet your vision. So don't forget that as you're hopefully putting the final touches on your New Year's resolutions or your goals for the next year, or something to keep in mind as you periodically review your goals, allow yourself to dream a little bit. But then once you're done, once you kind of get this image in your head and you get these ideas, that's when you create a plan and put your plan to work. But dream and dream big. Don't listen to these people that try to, you know, there's two different types of kind of general thoughts about dreaming big. One is there's the naysayers that say, oh, you can't do that, or, you know, that's not possible or whatever. And then there's the people that keep saying, you know, well, that's a good dream, but what are you doing about it? Just tell them to shut up, you know? Hey, I'm going to do something about it. And I, you know, and I hope you're there to cheer me on. But right now, I'm just kind of spending this time focusing on what's possible and what I can achieve in my life. That's huge. That's where that excitement comes from. And if you don't have that, a lot of times our goals will fail from the beginning. So keep in mind, and allowing yourself to dream is intricately connected with that vision, right? So keep that in mind as you're starting to write down your goals and create plans for 2021. This is especially true of long-term goals, allowing yourself to dream. This is especially true of 5-10-year goals. You know, where do I want to be in 10 years? Those goals for 10 years down the road should scare you. You really should, for 10-year goals, not know how you're going to do it. But start thinking about those things. You'll figure out how to do it as time goes on, right? Start thinking about those things, plant that seed, and you'll be able to come up with a plan. But that gets your mind thinking about it, and obtaining those goals, those long-term goals, will become a possibility. All right, number three. When you're setting goals that are a year or less in your duration, right? Because we want to make sure that we're creating a duration, a time limit on our goals. Otherwise, they don't really make sense, right? So if they're a year or less or in that neighborhood, you want to create a plan for achieving them. And the way to do this is actually quite simple. So let's say that you... And the way to do this is actually quite simple. What the ultimate objective would be with these time limitations on your goals is to chop them up into bite-sized pieces, right? More manageable pieces. So if you have this huge goal to do, let's say you want to do 400 workouts, right? You have a physical goal. You want to do 400 workouts in 1 year. It's possible, right? No question. People do more than that. So the way to do it is kind of just work backwards. So I'm on day one. By day 365, I want to have 400 workouts. Well, how many workouts is that a month? And then you do the math, right? 36 or whatever it is. That's how many I have to do a month. Okay, so how many do I have to do a week? And then you break it down. And then you break it down to what's your average per day. And then you know what happens is after each day, week, month, you can kind of go back to your goals that you've written down. You have to write your goals down, by the way. I mean, you have to review them regularly. I review my goals almost every day of the week to make sure I'm on track. But when you break them down into bite-sized pieces, more manageable pieces, then you can see if you're on track. Guys, you're going to get off track some days. There are going to be great excuses for this. You're going to be traveling with your family. You're going to be, you know, there's going to be a big project at work or, you know, something that you have to dedicate 100% of your time to. And that's all right. I love the quote that something about how you need to embrace the focused imbalance. And so you have to, for varying periods of time, focus on just one thing, and that's completely fine. But if you break the goal down into more manageable pieces, what happens is you get to the point where you're able to kind of self-regulate. All right, no problem. I only got 2 workouts in last week, or I didn't get any in last week because I was traveling, whatever the case is. But now I know that I have to make up for that. So I'm going to have to do, you know, a couple workouts a day for the next several weeks to get back on track. So no matter what your goal is, whether it's even if it's a financial goal, a professional goal, break it down so it doesn't seem so huge. 400 workouts in a year, that's huge, right? You know, increasing your net worth by several million dollars in a single year for some people, right? It's all relative, but for some people, that's a really big goal. So break that down. And as you're breaking it down, what's nice is that naturally creates this process where we can create a plan, which is huge. It's not just, you know, what's the goal? It's how am I going to get there? So there's 3 main questions you have to ask when you are creating a plan and when you're analyzing and setting goals. One is, where am I? Where am I currently today? Number 2 is, where do I want to be by this time in the future, whatever that time is, and whatever that specific goal is, right? And you want it to be specific. And then the 3rd question is, how am I going to get there? And as you're breaking these goals down into more manageable pieces, it naturally leads into this conversation or thought process about how to obtain those goals. The 4th thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about was the different areas of goals that I personally work on. And this doesn't necessarily apply to everybody. I just thought that I would throw a couple of ideas out there. This is something that has worked really well for me. I believe John Maxwell follows a similar kind of outline. I have 7 different areas that I set goals for each year and that I create a vision for each year. And those 7 areas are spiritual, family, mental, physical, professional, financial, and social. So each one of those areas, I create a vision in my head. So with family, I have some younger children. And so my vision is to be able to, you know, be this great husband and father. And, you know, I imagine myself 5-10 years down the road. I imagine, you know, what my kids are going to look like a little older, and it allows me to kind of put things in context for right now so that I'm able to have the relationships down the road that I want to have. And so that's the vision. And so then I backed out of that to create goals. And so some of my goals with my family are, you know, spending a certain amount of time with them each day and creating activities that my children enjoy doing with me. And so my goals, again, just allow me to obtain that ultimate vision of having the relationships with them that I want to have. So those areas allow me to break stuff down. And as this is starting to sound a little complicated, we have to make sure that we don't let it get too crazy, right? I have all my goals and visions written down on one page. For each area of my life, I have 1 or 2 goals. There are other habits and things that I work on, but my goals that I track and that I follow throughout a specific year, I limit those to 1 or 2 so that I can keep my focus. And what happens is it allows me to create, as I have these 7 different areas, it allows me to create balance, right? Although I'm very skeptical of the traditional notion of balance, which is you spend each day equal time on all these areas of your life. I don't think that's how true success is found. I think there's focused imbalance, right? That I talk about a lot. And that is for periods of time, like when I go on vacation with my family, for whatever, however many number of days that is, I am all theirs. I'm not working. I'm not trying to juggle all these things. I'm not trying to keep this quote unquote balanced life. I am 100% family. And as I'm writing a book, when I'm going through that process, I am 100% working on my book, focused on my book. I don't write for 3 minutes or an hour or whatever it is, and then go, you know, hang out with my kids, go play with my kids. I make sure to stay focused. And so I think at the end, I don't know what this balance means, but it's a long-term balance. It's not balance in the short term that I'm trying to achieve. And with a vision in each one of those seven categories of my life, it covers pretty much everything that I'm interested in. So yeah, so those are my four thoughts that I have today for you. This is the last episode that I'll have in the year 2020. Thank goodness, right? 2020 has been good and bad. The people that I surround myself with have made the most of it. There's been a lot of heartache this year, but not everything was a failure. Not everything was. There's no question about that. There were some really great things that came out of 2020, and I think we'll all remember this year. But just to recap, those four things, as you're setting these goals and you're allowing yourself to dream a little bit about the visions that you have for your life and the direction that you're headed, keep these four things in mind. One, that there's a difference between goals and vision. Two, allow yourself to dream, especially with your long-term goals. That's where we get excited about stuff, and that's where we get a lot of our motivation in just dreaming and thinking about what is possible. Number three, when you're setting goals that are less than a year or around that time frame, make sure to create a plan to achieve them. And then the way to do that is to work backwards and chop them up into more manageable pieces. And number four, make sure that you're spreading your goals out through different areas of your life that you care about so that you don't sacrifice one area of your life in order to benefit the other area, because you can't compensate for failure in one of these areas or the areas that you personally care about. You cannot compensate for failure in one of those areas with greater success in another area, right? No matter what area that is that you have this great failure or this great success, they don't balance themselves out. You have to do that. So keep that in mind. We look at all these great entrepreneurs and we look at these great visionaries, and there are aspects of their life, certain of these different areas that I try to emulate these people. I consider them my mentors in those specific areas. But then there's other areas that I focus on that I don't want to emulate them in or emulate them with, right? I don't want to be a father like some of these guys were fathers. No matter what the amount of financial or professional success offset would mean, to me, it's not worth it. Now, if you're the type of person that family doesn't matter, I hope I don't have many of those listeners, but then you don't have to focus on that area, right? But if family matters, which hopefully it matters to everyone, but maybe it's social, maybe a social life isn't, you know, something that's at the top of your list, or maybe it's spiritual. Again, I obviously they're on my list, so I think all of those are important, but do not, let me leave you with this thought, don't allow yourself to think that extreme success in one area is going to compensate for failure in another. All right, everyone, that's what I have for you today. I hope it motivates you. I hope it gives you a little bit of information about what you need to do to start setting goals, making sure that you're writing them down, planning them out. I want to hear about your goals. Make sure to hit me up on social media. I want to know if you post a story on Instagram or Facebook, I want you to tag me in it and I'll share it and I'll give you a shout out and give you my 2 cents, give you some motivation, you know, help in any way that I can to get you started on the right track for 2021. But I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what some of your goals are. I've been talking to people about 2021 and I'm excited for what's in store. It's going to be a great year. And the best thing about this is that it's all up to you. Okay, 2021 is up to you and nobody else. So thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.